This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. It's Friday and time to catch up on our tech news. The age of digital television might be sooner than you think. And you know what? Depending on how you use your TV, it might become the world's biggest paperweight. By early 2009, federal law requires that all full-power broadcast television stations, that is the one you can get with your rabbit ear antennas, start broadcasting only in digital format. And this could have a big impact on how and on what you watch TV. Also, say you're looking for a job and then your personal information gets spread across the net. That happened to some members of Monster.com. To explain this and more, we've got tech expert Mario Armstrong. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Farai. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So explain this whole TV thing.
Okay, so this digital TV transition, this is when the analog televisions that you mentioned earlier, our rabbit ear televisions, are switching to a digital frequency. Essentially what's happened is the government is mandating, the FCC is saying by February 17th, 2009, analog television will be no more. So in order to watch TV, you will have to be able to access the digital television signal that will be out there.
And how do you do that?
So this is the quandary, right? So in order to do that with an analog television, if your current analog TV is connected to cable television or a cable box or a satellite TV type of box, you should be fine and in the clear. However, if you're still just accessing free over-the-air broadcasts from the major networks and you don't have cable in your household, you need to be worried because you'll have to end up buying a converter box. Some estimates have ranged that this would be somewhere between $40 and $50 to then buy this box that would connect to your analog television in order to decode the signal so that you can still use that TV to watch television. So in some cases, though, you know, some people don't know. And one of the things that's really kind of worrying me too, Farai, is that you're seeing in some of the big box retailers discounted prices on analog television sets, and people think they're getting deals when in fact they're really buying outdated technology.
And millions of television sets will, you know, probably get discarded. At least 16 million television sets will be affected. So do you see that this could be another e-waste situation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a tremendous possible e-waste situation. You know, the whole idea is that the government wants to open up this spectrum. The reason why they wanted to do this was to open up the spectrum, maybe make it available for first responders, emergency personnel, more advanced wireless services. Some people will say on the other side, oh, the government's just trying to make money off the spectrum and we really don't need to make this transition. Nonetheless, it's changed its date a couple of times, but I think this date is really firm. And I think you're right. Now that we really feel that there's a firm date, we're going to start seeing people wanting to discard their old television sets. And so one website that I could advise people on is called mygreenelectronics.org. It is a nonprofit site developed by the Consumer Electronics Association, which is a industry association for the consumer electronics industry. Mygreenelectronics.org. They have a zip code search where you can find recycling centers in your community.
Rather than leaving the TV out on the curb. Well, I want to move on to Monster.com. A lot of people looking for jobs, always. It's part of the process of life. And so
Absolutely.
You go on, put in your personal information, hope someone calls you for a job, and then ... what's going on?
And then you find out that your personal information gets breached. You know, this is just a constant problem. Recently, Monster.com announced that over 1.3 million profiles have potentially had a limited amount of their data has been accessed by hackers. And so they're saying right now that name, address, phone numbers, and email addresses have been the essential information that has been compromised. And, you know, this is a very, very popular website. People are using the internet to find jobs. We're telling people, you know, even companies today don't even really require written applications. They're all pushing everyone to the internet. So when you have your career information, your resume information, things about you, that it's online and available through a site like Monster.com and these other career-oriented websites, it does put a realistic scare out there that you need to be concerned if your profile happens to be on one of these job-searching websites.
So what do you do then? Do you cut back on the information? I mean, if you're looking for a job, you got to put something down.
Yeah, you're right. You better, right? Or else you may not get that job. But you're right. I think you need to do a combination of a couple things. Number one, do not use an essential email address. We've talked about this years ago, and it's funny that this still needs to be talked about today. Find a free email account, Hotmail, AOL, Yahoo. Use that as your primary email address because really, Farai, how this is happening, how the hackers are using this information is they are going to send out email messages to all of these email addresses from these users and say, hey, Monster.com needs you to update some personal information. They're going to place a link in the email, hoping that a small percentage, even if 2% of the people click on that link and then fill out some other information, maybe credit card, maybe financial information, other background information about them, that will reveal enough to start to create an identity theft case for that, or make that person an identity theft victim. So I think, number one, use a third-party email address that you really don't care about and you know. Number two, be aware of what's called phishing. Do not click on links inside of an email. If a company contacts you, go directly to your web address bar and type in that company website and go in through their front door, not through what could appear to be a front door and end up actually falling on a fake website.
Finally, give us a very quick hit on Blackle. What is it? What does it do?
Oh, man, this is really neat. So Blackle is, it's Blackle.com. It is Google's version of the reverse of how you can save energy using the Google search engine. So typically you go to Google, it's a white background with black text. Blackle is a black background with soft white text. And they're saying that this reduces the energy on your computer. It actually, to me, reduces my eye strain and makes it a much more pleasurable experience of surfing. And so this was all spawned by a blogger who said, hey, Google, you guys are so e-friendly. Why don't you change your white background to a black background and save us some energy? And it looks like it's picking up and taking off speed.
You can sit in front of it, put up your black power fist, and proudly use Blackle. Anyway, Mario, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I do feel stronger every time I do a search on Blackle. I do feel stronger.
Mario Armstrong is News and Notes tech contributor. He also covers technology for member stations WYPR and WEAA in Baltimore. He spoke with us from the Baltimore Sun studios. We'll be right back.